بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تسيس داشعار وفعارف بالله عزتي أقدس عزت ما أنا شاحكي محمد اختر ساب نور الله مرقده تتايت الإيز ميرا كوي نهي آه تيري سوا ميرا كوي نهي آه تيري سوا मेरा कोई नहीं आते रे सिवा ए खुदा ए खुदा ए खुदा ए खुदा ए खुदा ए खुदा जिंदगी मेरी है तेरा जिक्र आहे This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqta Blazi Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, which Hazrat has titled so beautifully, Mera Koi Nahi Ah Tere Siwa. A person who takes a deep sigh, middle of the night, in the time of Tahajjud, and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Allah, who is there for me besides you? This is a very, very high stage of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali as far as Ishq, the love of Allah Ta'ala is concerned, which he gained from the company of the elders, that is his mashayikh. And Allah has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh, and this should be our object and purpose of life, that Allah Ta'ala has to penetrate our heart, and any moment, every moment of our life we should realize, there is nobody for me besides Allah. Anything, what is a person, immediately, as our Hazrat teaches us beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that real dua is muraqabai dua. That real making dua is, that is you talking to Allah from your heart. So anything worries you anytime, you don't need a musalla at that time, wherever you are, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Who knows our condition better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is the sole object and purpose of life and tasawwuf. And this is the reality of the knowledge of deen, that a person realizes whatever I have achieved is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have achieved nothing in reality. It is only Allah ta'ala's kindness and Allah ta'ala's satariyat. Allah covers our faults. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, brings us into this Mubarak gathering. But Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make this intention that I have come here for my islah, to find Allah and empty my heart and bring Allah ta'ala into my heart. And then Hazrat is explaining here that the object of the zikr of Allah ta'ala is, as Hazrat teaches us, that zikr is to be reminding ourselves and not a sleeping session. But zikr is to empty our heart, la ilaha illallah. Empty our heart of everything else besides Allah and bring Allah into our heart. Even Allah ta'ala has made asbab, means you get sick to use medicine. It's sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the medicine has got no power to give you cure or anything. It is only by the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, medicine for the body, people who have reached that reality and that high stage, they don't take medicine also. You won't be questioned why you didn't take the medicine. But the spiritual medicine which Allah has brought us here for, and this is the medicine that Allah has brought us here, that we make our zikr regularly and make concentration of zikr. Otherwise, Hazrat says here so beautifully, and said, addressing and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what is dua all about, munajat, that secretly you talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat teaches us, a person gets married, he's alone in the room with his wife, but still he's whispering and talking. And they get enjoyment in that. When a person gets in just a slight connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gets tawfiq to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that enjoyment of making the zikr, not just reciting the poems, etc., but to realize, oh Allah, I want you. You haven't forgotten me. I have forgotten you, yet you allow me to make your zikr. So Hazrat says, when a person talking to Allah, Allah who is the creator of everything, Allah who is the creator of love, Allah who is the creator of ihsan, of doing favors for everybody, Allah ta'ala, when you reach that reality, then in the middle of the night, Allah ta'ala gives you tawfiq, you're making your zikr, or whenever you're making your zikr, mera koi nahi, ah, tere siwa. And this is the ashikana tarjuma of the kalima, la ilaha illallah. Otherwise, Hazrat teaches us, we shouldn't be still in our nursery class, that we know the kalima just by the meaning. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. We have to progress and see, am I getting this concentration and this love of Allah ta'ala penetrating my heart, and realize nobody can do anything for me besides Allah. And like Hazrat says, when a person becomes a man, a true man, and realizes that Allah ta'ala's hukuk is above everything, then the rights of fellow human being, and such a person, if your wife have to tell you that, there's nobody for me now, my father has passed away, I've got no brothers, only you are there for me. If you are a real man, you'll console her and tell her, of course, Allah Ta'ala's tawfiq, I'll try my best to take care of you. But Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. It shouldn't be like we make big promises at night just to fulfill our ulterior motives and our pleasures and desires, and make big promises, tomorrow I'll buy you this and that. In the morning when you finish all your desires, everything, you forget about her. She turns one side, you turn one side. In the morning after a few hours, he'll remind you, didn't you promise me you're going to bribe me this? Say, kalamul layl yamhu nahar. That was talk of the night, the day wipes it out. This is Allah Ta'ala teaches us here, that this reality has to penetrate my heart. And Allah, who is the embodiment of love, the embodiment of promises, fulfilling promises. When a person says, Ya Allah, eh Khuda, eh Khuda, eh Khuda. Hazrat has taught us, Khuda is a word of a Persian word which means as khud. Allah who is existing from ever and forever on His own. Huwa al-awwal wa al-akhir wa al-zahir wa al-batin. Allah is wajibul wujud. When Allah is always existing, then you can only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah ta'ala can fulfill the needs of the whole creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment, kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. every split moment Allah Ta'ala is in a different splendor with all the creation begging for their needs to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't get confused. So every split moment a person is begging from Allah Ta'ala, and as you make your zikr regularly and the day you become unmindful, then Hazrat explains here so beautifully, what is real life? Zindagi meri hai tera zikr o lika, aur meri maut hai tujhse hu main juda. That my real life is, O Allah, when I'm in your remembrance, and I'm connected with you. And what can be said when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? As beautifully Mufassirin have explained, one tafsir of Waliman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan. Those people who have got this connection with Allah, the Muqarribeen, the very close servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time worried how we're going to stand in the court of Allah ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has given us this great gift of salah. Myself, far from this reality, just talking. Allah, give me this reality, a full share of what Allah ta'ala has sent us here for. And given us this great gift, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on Miraj. Allah ta'ala gave this to the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are surrendering. Oh Allah, I am your worst slave. And who is there for me besides you? Only for you can forgive all my sins. So such people, when they stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala has promised, they have got a very special, two jannats Allah has prepared for them. Two beautiful gardens. And their gardens of the Muqarribeen, Mufassireen explain, Allah, their gardens are more superior than the general believers also. Allah ta'ala, out of His kindness, we can never ever imagine that. But in the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is impossible. That Allah brings us in the company of the close, pious servants, Allah make us among them. And grant us that high jannat. That one is jannatun fi dunya bihudhuril mawla. Wa jannatin fil uqba biliqa'il mawla. Mufassirin gave this translation and this tafsir. That what it means, two jannat. One year in this world already, when you are already connected to Allah. When you're making your zikr, and real connection is, zikr should not be just on the tongue. But 24 hours I have to be worried, what am I doing, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? And that is our object and purpose of life. So Hazrat says, when I'm thinking of you, O Allah, and I'm in your company, O Allah, then that is my life. But the moment I become unmindful, and I'm just leading my life, I perform my salah, whether I'm conscious or not, and I just carry on my life, and I'm not turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is like I'm a dead person. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. A person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who don't remember Allah, Allah save me first, all of us, give us this reality, that is the difference between a loving and a dead person. And so Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sending him for an expedition to take over a big army, so he said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can go alone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, take some men with you. He said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you taught us. That person who's got the zikr of Allah and who's a person of iman, he's a loving person. And those people who don't have iman, they are like dead people. But sadly myself, I have to see my condition. Do introspection. Today we got iman. Allah protect us. But we are following the lifestyle of the kuffar. So they now, they are dictating terms to us. We have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, when this condition comes, and then we find, tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Mera dunya ka shamso kamar kya hua. That we are loving as believe, we think we are Muslims. But are we obeying the commands of Allah as Allah Ta'ala wants us to obey, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And that is why we see Allah save me, all of us, every second person you hear, he got depression, or he finds life is very stressful. Why Hazrat says, Tere bin kyu andera andera hua. Allah Ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those people who forgot Allah. Allah Ta'ala brought us into the world out of His mercy. Allah is taking care. Allah made all the arrangements for us. So much so that Allah Ta'ala reminds us over and over in Surah Rahman, the two great nations that Allah has made, Insan and Jinnat, all the arrangements to get connected to Allah and finally meet Allah in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. After every ayat, Allah is mentioning one ni'mat, and Allah is using the plural. In one ni'mat, there's unlimited bounties, which is impossible to count. So, in O insan and jinnat, your Rabb who has made you, which of the favors of Allah Ta'ala are you going to still falsify? In other words, how can't you become the obedient slave of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعْمَكْ رَبِّنَا نُكَذِّبْ وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion recited the surah in front of the jinnat, and every time they heard this ayat, they replied. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jinnat has responded more better than insan. That every ayat they said, oh Allah, awaken, there's no ni'mat of yours. La bi shay, not even out of one ni'mat. We can't even make shukr, so how can we falsify? So Allah ta'ala give me tawfiq, all of us, to realize that when we're not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything seems dark. The sun is rising, the moon, 14 full moon, but I'm in a different world. Ask why, what's wrong? No, I'm depressed. So depressed is when we turn our attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we want attention. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. So Hazrat says, the sun and moon is there, it's rising every day. But why are you feeling lost? Because we are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the solution is very easy. May I turn, fafirru ilallah. Run to Allah ta'ala with istighfar, with tawbah, making a pledge to Allah. Oh Allah, I'm weak. You help me to become your obedient slave. Every morning make a firm intention that, oh Allah, I promise I'm to try my best to obey your command and stay away from your disobedience. But I am weak, oh Allah. You help me, you assist me. And definitely Allah ta'ala won't leave us in a lurch. So Hazrat says here so beautifully, when a person realizes that Allah has sent us here to get this connection, this ish, this love of Allah Ta'ala, and then obviously there'll be there'll be storms that will be attacking us. Like today we say lot of challenges. But when we get connected through the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is teaching us how to be every moment worried. Am I following the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam? Then Hazrat says here, no matter what conditions come, Behri tufai gham hai mukhalif hawa. That, oh Allah, this ocean of this love of yours, and Hazrat has termed it so beautifully, that this is the ocean of gham. That is that worry, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? Which that we'll only know when we go into the qabr. Which means all the time we should be trying and making tawbah istighfar and begging Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat says so beautifully, oh Allah, all we have got hope of your mercy. Nothing else can help us. So Hazrat says here, that in this ocean of gaining your love, Ya Allah, which is unending, but there's storms that is pushing me away. Different types of the conditions come, and which we say challenges. And as Hazrat teaches us, from the time of Nabi Akram Sausam, that was the greatest challenges. Today challenges that we see seems very great, but obviously according to our weakness. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when this iman penetrated their heart from the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they knew it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can solve our problems. So Hazrat put it so beautifully here, make meri kashti ka hai tu hai bas na khuda. That, oh Allah, you have put me in the ship of finding your love that is in the company of the friends of Allah. There are many storms that are pushing me away, that is opposing me coming towards you. But when you are controlling, you the pilot of my ship, then who can cause me harm? As our Shaykh teaches us, our Dada Shaykh used to say, Ya Allah, we try to make our Islam, but myself, I'm useless. We make intention, we try, but we just falling. Oh Allah, you make us just. You just pull us towards you. And Allah Ta'ala sees when we got inclination, Allah has brought us here for that purpose, that we make our intention only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just to be present, but to get this the connection, this kayfiyat ihsan from the heart of our shaykh and our mashayikh, that how we can realize only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save us from all conditions. Then the ummah won't be in turmoil, but sadly, despite the conditions that are, still we are worried of what is the cause, still we are worried, Allah save me, all of us, that we should realize our only solution is to turn back to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is to come onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, start reciting abundance of durood, istighfar, and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. give sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see how Allah ta'ala change conditions. Hazrat says, oh Allah, when you are steering my ship, then nobody can pull me away from you. Agar tu rakhe, to kon chakhe? If Allah protects us, who can make us? Who can cause any harm? And we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outwardly they look very simple, but the whole world's army cannot cause harm to them. Allah ta'ala make us realize that we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, when a person now realizes, I have to turn to Allah, make tawbah, make istighfar. First I felt everything is dark. Life is just, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that it is not right. It is in fact, a person should not desire to die when problems are coming to him. That I can't take life anymore, rather I die. No, Hazrat says that is the time to turn to Allah ta'ala and make istighfar and tawbah. When we turn to Allah ta'ala, connect ourselves to the man of Allah, then you'll see how Allah ta'ala changed conditions. Teri rahmat ka kursid roshan hua. Har saza se bari ho gaya na saza. Allah, a person just starting to recite astaghfirullah, 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 and then that are just words, but as you recite more and you realize, oh Allah, I am full of sins. You know every condition of mine. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Who else can I turn to besides you, O Allah? And you beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. He says, all of a sudden I see, now the sun of your mercy has now brightened up, lit up in my life. I thought that life now, there's no way I can live. But oh Allah, your kindness, you have brought me in this gathering. And myself, Allah, give us tawfiq, that when we realize we must make tawbah, as Hazrat teaches us, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah used to say, in any gathering or any time you're sitting and you feel I must change my life, that is the time Allah is pulling you. Don't think now that the time of Fajr, then I'll make tawbah. Or when I go for Hajj, or when I reach this age, I'm still young. Immediately in your heart, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg Allah ta'ala, I promise I won't go back to sins. Even if you feel you're going to go back, but make a pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Already you are wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala guide me, all of us. So Hazrat says that just now I was the worst criminal. I was going to be taken to task for every sin of mine. But out of Allah's mercy, Allah brought me in His court, gave me tawfiq to make tawbah. And now I feel that life now, you feel when you make tawbah, you feel lightened. It is a sign that Allah ta'ala is telling you, my banda, I turn my attention to you. Now do what you have to do. In other words, carry on, obey the commands of Allah. All your what you have missed out for your farais, etc., cover that up. And see, as we start doing that, then a person feels lighter and realize, now you're looking forward to akhirah to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that also, all the time, the men of Allah ta'ala are worried. As close as they are, the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are worried. How are we going to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is not our actions or anything that can help us. Really, as Hazrat says, Tera darya-e rahmat kahe asara. Oh Allah, your ocean of your mercy, that is my only hope. Nothing else. And Hazrat, out of his humbleness, this useless servant, this is my reality. Warna hai aamal se benawa. Hazrat addressing himself, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat says that, oh Allah, I've got no, my aamal are not worth being looked at. It's not worth being accepted. So that is my condition. Allah, give me tawfiq. But we have to carry on doing our aamal and beg Allah only out of your mercy. So much so that Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nobody will enter Jannat without the rahmat and mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So much so, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa Radha, our beloved honorable mother, asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even you? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even me, but Allah has already engulfed me in His mercy. So we should be begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and this is the mercy of Allah. When Allah brings us to the house of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala allows us to perform salah in the company of the righteous, now beg Allah Ta'ala, let that current of Iman, let my dead heart also start getting current. And give me tawfiq to do, make tawbah, istighfar, and become your obedient slave. And beg Allah Ta'ala for His mercy. That only out of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala enters us all into the higher stages of Jannat, out of His sheer mercy and kindness, without deserving it in the least. But.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. In the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, in last week we had done some hadith regarding the acquisition of and imparting deen knowledge and the great virtues of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that among the good deeds of believers, which will continue as a build up as capital after one's demise, is deeni knowledge which are imparted to others. This applies to even a single masala shown to another. Among such deeds is the dissemination of the deen, for example by means of writing or purchasing books and distributing these, or by assisting students pursuing deeni knowledge. Also among the virtuous deeds, the thawab of which will be perpetuated after one's demise, are one's pious children. The hadith mentions some other acts of virtue as well in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one has given his children anything better than adab. Yeah, this actually means deeni knowledge. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala makes jannat ashwarati for a man who looks after three daughters or three sisters. He imparts knowledge to them, is kind to them, until such time Allah ta'ala relieves him of their responsibility. It is when they get married. Someone inquired about two daughters, and Nabi alayhi salam mentioned the same reward for two daughters. Another person inquired in regard to one daughter. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that the thawab and significance are for caring for even one daughter. Acquisition and teaching of deeni knowledge being faraz, and the considerable thawab therefore established by these ahadith, as well as many other ahadith. The highest degree of such knowledge is that which qualifies one as an alim of deen. However, every person doesn't have the ability, the determination, and opportunity to become ulama. Nevertheless, deeni knowledge is incumbent upon all. Hence, a simple method of acquiring knowledge will be explained. The simple method enables the general public to acquire deeni knowledge, thereby discharging the incumbent duty and obtaining the thawab as promised in this regard. The simple way is as follows. Number one, those versant with the Urdu language should study authentic Urdu books of the deen. In English also, example, Bahishi Zawar, Ta'alimu Deen, Qasdu Sabil, Tablighi Deen, and Tashirul Mawa'id. These books should be studied in lesson form from a reliable alim. If the services of such a teacher are not available, then read and study these books on your own until you find someone to teach you. Whatever you do not understand, make a mark. Seek clarification whenever you meet someone of knowledge. Whatever knowledge you acquire in this way, impart it to others as well. Make a special effort to teach such knowledge which you have acquired to your wife and children. Those unable to read should endeavor to enlist the services of one who is able to read. The instructor should read and explain the books to his class. At the same time, they should refer their deeni questions to him for explanation. It is best and most beneficial if such an unknowledgeable man can be engaged permanently. If necessary, he should be paid a salary, which will be the responsibility of the community. All can contribute towards the salary. To raise a salary for an ustad is not at all difficult. People waste so much of money on unnecessary and unlawful worldly luxuries. Contributing a bit towards one's own deeni life, which in reality is the capital and means of one's everlasting life in the hereafter, is no sacrifice. In appointing a teacher and selecting the books for the syllabus, do not be directed by personal opinion and choice. Seek the advice of a pious alim. Number three, refer your affairs to some pious alim so that you may know and understand if your affairs and activities are in conformity with the Sharia. Whenever you want to embark on any venture, deeni or worldly, and you are not aware of the Sharia ruling and requirements pertaining to that venture, seek the advice and guidance of a pious alim. What you learn in this way, impart it to others as well. Should you not have an opportunity of going personally to such an alim, then seek his counsel, his mashwara and guidance by means of a letter. Number four, occasionally endeavor to meet pious ulama. Sit in their company and listen to their talks and advice. It is very beneficial to go especially to meet them. However, if you lack the means of going to meet them, or the opportunity does not arise and no such pious alim is nearby, then whenever such an opportunity comes your way, take advantage of it and spend time in their company. When in the company of such an alim, ask him about your deeni affairs. Another important duty is to occasionally invite a reliable and good alim, lecturer, to your town or neighborhood. When contemplating to invite a lecturer, seek the advice of a pious alim. Do not invite just anyone. When listening to his waaz lecture, do so with great attention and so that the love and fear of Allah Ta'ala enters your heart. practicing in accordance with the commands of the deen will then become a simple matter. Two important points Hazrat says also abstain from. Never attend or participate in the gatherings and functions of the kuffar and those who have gone astray. Firstly, words of kuffar and deviation produce darkness in the heart. Secondly, at such gatherings, there is the possibility of a Muslim being provoked. His iman may become inflamed because of haram acts being committed or statements of blasphemy uttered. His anger may lead to his dispute and strife. On the other hand, if he cannot voice his anger, he will be overtaken by depression and frustration. One's peace of mind will be wrecked. And the second point, as it says, refrain from disputes and debates. In the majority of cases, debates produce darkness of the heart, ill feelings and frustration. Another very harmful effect of attending such gatherings and functions and engaging in debates is doubt and confusion. One statement of falsehood or kufr may throw the unqualified one, person with less knowledge, into great mental confusion. One may be influenced by the batil, and due to insufficient knowledge, the doubt will remain and not be dispelled. Therefore, one causes great spiritual harm upon oneself to enter such gatherings. Adherence to these instructions and methods will inshallah ensure dini and imani health. You will be fortified spiritually and morally. You will be safe from the diseases which attack the deen. May Allah Ta'ala grant, assist us and grant all of us tawfiq.